Turning your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. And good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Matthew chapter 16, and I want to begin reading in verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and other Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Jesus starts off by asking questions of his disciples. And I always wonder if the disciples looked at him and said, "We didn't know there was going to be a quiz about this." Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? This is a valid question and a specific question. And a specific subject. I like the way Matthew recorded this, because it says, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Just in case you were concerned about who the Son of Man is. What are they saying about me, Jesus of Nazareth? Christ used that word just to make sure everybody knew. Now, he had just finished warning them about the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they got that part wrong, because they thought amongst themselves, "He's mad because we didn't bring any bread." He said, "No, that's not it." Because these Pharisees and Sadducees, it's at the beginning of the chapter, they came and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Now, I believe Christ said at one place, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God," but this was a different thing. They were attempting to get proof from Christ of who he was. "Show us a sign. Show us a sign." Everybody wants a sign. Christ had an answer for him. He says, "Can ye not discern the signs of the times?" No, they couldn't. Then he told the Pharisees and Sadducees this: "A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas." And he left them and departed. Christ left these men. Okay? That's not good. He departed and they didn't follow. That's not good. Because they stayed there as a wicked and adulterous generation seeking a sign. That's a startling and a depressing fact, but it is all too common in this world. Because I don't want the Son of the Living God to leave me and depart. I don't want to stay. I want to follow. I want to hear him. His disciples were with him. The Pharisees and the Sadducees stayed behind. And that's when he said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And the disciples took him to, "I'm sorry, we forgot the bread." He did make them understand that he spoke of the, where is it? Then he understood how he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. That's verse 12. Mm-hmm. That's a good word for today. Those didn't want to follow him, but the disciples did. And this is the context of where he asked the question, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Just like those fellows that left, or that he left, excuse me. They stayed behind. I will say that Christ already knew the answer before he asked the question. He asked a lot of questions that he wanted us to learn the answer to. Or he wanted his disciples to learn the answer to. Sort of like that thing about the bread. The leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Because when it comes down to it, these men that Christ left, these men that he departed from, none of them will think that he is the Son of God. Mm-hmm. And they will think just about anything else, because men do not know who I, the Son of Man, am. And this was what Christ, I believe, was wanting to teach his disciples and us. Men don't know who the Son of Man is when he's standing right in front of them, talking to them. When he preached to them, they didn't know who he was. He was speaking to them of the wisdom of God, of the kingdom of God, and they do not know him. As we see in Christ's own words, or we will see here in a little bit, the knowledge of who Christ is not in man.
Yeah.
But they told him, "Men say in these days that you're John the Baptist, or you're Elijah, or Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." That's what they said back then. I'll tell you what they say right now. And I've heard it on television. So it's not true, but somebody told it is true. Let's put it that way. I've heard them say that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, was just a man. He was just a man filled with the Holy Ghost. I heard this on television with my own ears. This is not third person. It's second person. Y'all are third person now. I did. He was just a man filled with the Holy Ghost, and he gave the devil a fit. Now, what do you think that old devil thought on Pentecost when over 5,000 men and women were filled with the Holy Ghost? That gave the devil a conniption fit. Okay, I'm old. I remember conniptions. Well, I just remember you weren't supposed to have one.
Yeah.
Let's just put it. I never exactly knew what one was, but it doesn't matter. It was bad. It was bad. That's what a woman who was the wife of a preacher, who she was supposedly a preacher, said on a national TV program I was watching that Jesus was just a man with the Holy Ghost. And it was even worse for the devil when you had 5,000 other men filled with the Holy Ghost. She don't know who the Son of Man is.
Not at all.
Not even close. And yet we've got the words of who the Son of Man is right here.
Yeah.
Another television program I watched, I saw three guys named Jesus. Call themselves Jesus. One was in Florida, one was in England or something, and one was in Russia or somewhere. It's like, or no, the Philippines area. And one of the fellows running around talking about he was the Son of Man. He called himself the Son of Man, the Son of God. They don't know who the Son of Man is. Because they're claiming to be the new Jesus. Well, there is no new Jesus. I read it last week. Same Jesus that went up is the same Jesus that's coming back. There is no new Jesus. Sometimes I'd like to tell them that, but I probably won't get to talk to them. And really, I don't want to. Because one reason people don't know the Son of Man, who the Son of Man is because some people are ignorant. And as Walter has pointed out, and I hate to admit it, sometimes he's right. Some people are ignorant and stupid. And that show we were watching yesterday, where the woman got on there, there was a woman they were interviewing, Charles Manson. And the woman was talking about, now see, that was where he's deluded. He's got a delusion. But he's not, what, mentally insane? He's not mentally ill. But she admitted he's deluded. And if you're deluded, you don't know you're deluded. You're deluded. But you don't have a mental problem. You're just deluded. I don't know what the world's coming to. Well, yes, I do, but I think sometimes we make our own delusions, and he don't have to send strong ones.
No, he doesn't have to.
He does sometimes, but he don't have to send strong ones because we're bad enough as it is.
Yeah.
But that's who the world thinks Christ is. That's who they think the Son of Man is. Among other things, which I'm not going to go into. The next question he asks, though, is whom say ye that I am? That's the telling question. Because this is a personal question. I know what they think. What do you think? He knew the answer to that, too. They wanted Peter to say it. What do you say? What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Jesus Christ asked him, who am I? And this question will be answered by everyone in this world. It will be. One time or another, this question is going to be answered. What they used to say, either here or hereafter. It's going to be answered. Who is this Jesus of Nazareth? Well, Peter knew, and Peter answered. He answered, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the right answer. in case it's ever on a quiz, that's the right answer. Walter, in case somebody's ordaining you, that's the right answer.
They already did, didn't they?
But I still remember that story. But Earl talked about that ordination when somebody asked him, "Who's Christ? Who's Jesus?" And he said, "I don't understand the question." That's the wrong answer.
Yeah, that's the wrong answer.
That's the wrong answer. Oh man, that blew my mind. That did. Here we are being ordained to be a minister of Christ, supposedly. And I say supposedly because of the answer that the guy gave. And they asked you, "Who is Christ?" And I don't know what you mean. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's all you got to say. Because if you know what that means, you've said it all. The Christ, the Son of the living God. Because there is so much in those words. He could have said, "Thou art God Almighty, manifest in human flesh." Because that's what the Christ is. "Thou art the chosen one, Emmanuel," which being interpreted, just in case somebody didn't interpret it right, God with us. And Christ Jesus let Simon know he gave the right answer. He said, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Blessed if you know that this Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are blessed of God." Because everyone who knows that this Jesus is the Son of the living God is blessed. Now the reverse of that's also true. If you don't know that this Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah, is the King of Kings, is the Lord of Lords, you are not blessed. Now, how was Peter blessed? Christ continued. "Flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you." The reason Christ said this is the fact that man cannot reveal the Christ of God to another man. It can't be done. "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you," because flesh and blood cannot reveal this to you. So if you want to, you can just throw gospel regeneration out the window. Right there. Because flesh and blood cannot reveal. The knowledge that Peter had, the knowledge that showed Peter to be blessed, did not come from another man. Peter's answer did not come from himself. Peter was blessed by the revelation of Christ Jesus, by the Father of Christ Jesus. How do I know that? That's what he said. "For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." The knowledge of who Christ is comes from the Father of lights. Just like every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of life. The knowledge that Jesus is the Christ is a good and perfect gift. "My Father which is in heaven," God has revealed it unto you. And if there is a revelation of Christ Jesus, it's the Father who does the revealing.
Yeah.
And I also like, this is very specific. This is my Father which is in heaven. Don't be confused. My Father which is in heaven does the revealing. There were others that came later. Oh, well, we know his mother and his brethren. Knowing Christ Jesus and thereby knowing the Father is a gift. This gift, this knowledge of who Jesus is, comes from the Lord above to the chosen person below. It comes from up here down to us. Each individual chosen child of God. Made me think of this verse that David wrote. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Well, no one can attain unto it, because it is too wonderful for us. It's too wonderful for me. Walter, I know what Paul says. I understand the feeling, let's put it that way, of seeing darkly, through a glass darkly. But I see. And no one can take away from me what I've seen, who I've seen. It was a gift from God. It was a gift from God to Peter, right here. Whom do men say that I am? Well, they say you're this, they say you're that. They'll say, trust me, men will say anything. I mean, that guy in Florida says, I'm right here. I'm Jesus, look here. Peter says, this man, this I, the Son of Man, is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And there's only one. It's not that there was only one. There is only one. I did not attain unto this knowledge that is too wonderful for me. This knowledge was given to me. And I quoted last week, I'll quote it this week. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. You believe on the one whom God has sent, that's the work of God.
Yeah.
Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. It's kind of like this whole book agrees on a lot of stuff. In different places. My Father which is in heaven has revealed who I am to you. And that's the only way anyone ever comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
It's the only way. I need to quit. After this, Jesus started showing his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things. Be killed and raised again the third day. Even after when he had been killed and raised again the third day, they forgot about it. But they remembered. They remembered this. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Christ started telling his disciples about his decease, his exit and his outgoing, after the Father had revealed this to them, to Peter. They started to learn because he started to teach them. Now, if you want to go into that stuff about thou art Peter and upon this rock I'll build my church, the rock is going to build a church on the fact that he is the Son of God. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the big rock. Peter's the little rock. Because if you go right past it, you know, I mean, you go down 4 or 5 verses there, it says, then Peter began to rebuke him. He says, get behind me, Satan. I got to build my church on you. I don't think so. Catholicism is its own animal. But sometimes Peter makes me feel better. Because my failures generally aren't quite as spectacular as his have been. And because his are recorded for posterity. See, right after Christ told him that things he's going to suffer, things he's going to do, and things he's going to be killed and raised again the third day, Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from me, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. That's what he told him. He said, get behind me. You don't tell Christ what to do. And Peter started to, right after he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm that dumb to do something like that. Matter of fact, I've done some dumb stuff like that. But that's the great thing about it is, Christ don't have to listen to me when I say stupid things. He doesn't have to pay attention because he's still Lord. I believe him even when I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
I trust him when I know I don't know what's going on. And I do believe all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. And I hope that I've learned from some of the dumb things I've done, and I try not to do them again. Because he'll let you know when you've done something dumb. Usually. And then I'll go and do something else dumb later on.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
But he is the Christ, mm-hmm. the Son of the living God. And I stand and I fall in him.
Yeah.
Because he's promised I'll not be utterly cast down, but I'll stand and I'll fall. Mm-hmm. I might fall on the rock, I might be broken, but I don't want that rock to fall on me and be crushed to powder. Mm-hmm. That's the bad side. And I don't want him to leave me and depart. And he's promised he'd never leave me nor forsake me. And he's promised that to every one of his children. Our Heavenly Father, thankful for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who carries out his will and his way. He's in the heavens and he's done whatsoever he has pleased, and he is doing whatsoever he pleases. Thank you. For your Son, our Lord, who you sent and who willingly came and died for our sins, that we might be forgiven. In his name we pray. Amen.